Our dad could have very well gone to prison over the salmon scam. My Atwai uncle, Chief Johnny Jumbo Jackson, at my brother's funeral, called my dad the infamous Percy Jack. He said, while everybody else had caught a case, your dad got away every time. Then he began to haul fish to his people in Lummi. We would have to sleep on a pile of salmon going down the road in our old station wagon, drip and slime all the way. And Dad would say, smells like money. Because of the struggle for our fishing rights, my family was involved in the American Indian movement when I was 13. Running was my thing. In 1979, my mom, Mary Jack, helped organize a salmon spiritual walk. Run. The federal government didn't want to give us the right to harvest steelhead. So we protested. We ran from Celilo Park to Salem and then from Salem all the way up to Seattle Federal Building. And I participated in the Native American church. My mom was not happy with me. The AIM song was our anthem. And I learned it on the big drum, which I helped carry. It was the first traditional song I learned because I was kicked out of the longhouse. I used to have to sit and listen to my elders all too often, Moses P. Shaway. He was a Vietnam vet sent to war at the age of 17, who came home more traumatized than ever because the VA would not acknowledge his complex PTSD. He self-medicated with alcohol and cigarettes all of his adult life. He was the son of Minnie Shaway, Minnie Wesley Shaway, and he helped raise me. Moses would tell me to go howl at the moon with him as he banged on his trash can, singing the old chief's song. He understood a lot of languages. Chinook, Latin, Wasco, Sahaptin, because his dad, Abe Shaway, was a fluent speaker of them. Abe was a map maker for the Army Corps of Engineers, and he and Minnie traveled with their delegates to designate our shared usual and accustomed sites from Celilo to Cascade Locks on both sides of the river. My allotment where I currently live is less than an acre passed down to me from Moses Showay. It's not much. It's enough to connect me to my ancestors and the land we come from. The matriarchs and my family were leaders in the Celilo Longhouse before the flooding of the falls. In the last Salmon Feast, a short documentary on the Celilo Wyand people, the Oregon Historical Society shared footage that depicted the way of life of the Celilo Wyand before the dam changed everything. My great-grandmother, Minnie Wesley Shaway, was named and recorded in the documentary as the leader of the women folk, given her place of honor. I was taught how to gather roots and the first foods of my people from traditional food gatherers, anybody who would teach me. For the Celilo Wyand and many other regional river tribes, bands, and nations, food sovereignty is sacred and carries our songs and ceremony. That is what my people have died for. My mother was fluent in her language before she went to the boarding school. After, she never spoke her language, and she never grew her hair long again. Both of my parents were survivors of boarding residential schools. They never spoke of their experiences. Heinous crimes were committed against Indian children, their families, and their communities during this tragic era. This is the hour of acknowledgement. These crimes must be talked about, but it is not without pain for our elders. We need to protect their hearts and their stories. I say none of this to offend my beloved elders. Their locked away stories are invaluable and cherished. Our elders can help us all to heal. So Lila Falls is not dead. My aunt sister is very much alive. She's just filled with toxins. The fish are dying in this river. The fish and our other sacred foods are intrinsic to our existence. We are imprinted into our mother's memory. We are hers by song, by name, by language. The Salalo I am are becoming extinct right before your eyes. And this is what the government wants, so they can have whatever is left of our land and resources. They have made us non-existent. Reparations are in order, but we cannot be reconciled to a nation that never wanted us here. We have been subjected to unsafe drinking water all this time. The Army Corps built a new water tower worth millions. The water inside remains the same, unsafe. We have new windows, but the sprinkler from my garden has covered the entire backside of my house with a white film. Recently, the tower ran out of water, and inside we discovered organic matter, red in color. My son got spinal meningitis when he was a baby after consistent ear infections. He became deaf because of the bacteria in the water. I traveled to Standing Rock as a prayer warrior. We were called protesters. Water is life, we chanted, Mini Wachoni. In the Lakota language, it rang throughout the village day and night. I danced with the butterfly fan as a jingle dress healer. They maced us, and people were shot with rubber bullets and doused with ice water in below freezing temperatures. I have complex PTSD from the violence we experienced. It was war. We are in war still. Premature death stalks us. My brother Lonnie's last words before he passed away recently were, keep doing the work. I've been in service to our needs as the river people for almost 10 years. I have cried every day for my people. People in the village thought that my great-grandmother was a witch. She spoke in tongues and was a healer, using the knowledge of our traditional medicines that never got passed down. People paganized her way of being and knowing. My mother taught us girls to bead so we could go to the drive-in. Once I peered into her bead box and asked her, what is that? She said, those are beaver balls, the testicles of a beaver. Her granny used them to pray for women with fertility issues. We are the beaver clan as much as we are the salmon people. I had a stroke a year ago. I thought I was just having a blood sugar low. I'm diabetic. So I made myself a meal, took a spirit plate, and offered it to my granny's home site at Salila Park. Then I got there. I was walking to the point of the eddy. I noticed an eagle flying overhead. It flew really low to the ground, so I raised my phone to take a photo and suddenly got hit with a dizzy spell. I began to truck back to my SUV. As I was walking, I noticed a walking stick that had been chewed on by beavers, and I picked it up. A few steps later, I fell into the river. It was windy, and I couldn't move. It felt like there was an elephant sitting on my chest. As the waves crashed over me, I thought, Jesus, is this how I die, really? And then I heard a voice command, geared up. So I dug my new walking stick into the rocks until it became stable enough for me to walk, pulling myself hand over hand up the stick. I stood, swaying hard back and forth when I heard the deep tone said, "Pick it up." I could barely stand. I reached down to pick up the waterlogged stick. The log was covered with visible faces of beavers, the mama, the papa, and the babies. I returned a week later to thank the beavers. I sang them their own song. I love you, beaver, beaver, beaver. Come say hi, beaver, beaver, beaver. They came out with the message that benzene is killing them and that the Columbia River is polluted beyond livability and to clean it up now. My ancestors said it all along. Our river will die. Today, this is more true than ever. Every spring, the beaver dies on the highway. It crushes me. Today, I am a beaver believer. Their existence is parallel to ours. They have been brought to their brink of extinction and have survived. They call us crazy, like St. Thomas, because we could hear from the other realms in which our Wyatt can live. We have been portrayed as heathens because of our connection, our traditions, our ceremonies. But that's what gives us our strength and our resilience to keep going, keep fighting. I am so done with fighting. I'm about the healing journey, truth and reconciliation. But I will speak up and speak out on behalf of our people. We are not just somebody's sad story like the falls. We are still here. We love, we live, we fish, we pick, we dig, we sing, we dance. I know who I am. I am a woman of integrity and honor. I am Salalo I am. And Coast Salish. And I won't stop speaking up until my people have their rights back and we are our own nation as promised in the 1855 treaty, able to see our own affairs, resources, people, land, and water. I believe in our lifetime, the river will run natural again and we will be there.